So be right. Choose Super Right Meats at A&P.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and once again, welcome home. I know you've been away for a couple of days, not Joe, but you out there in good old radio land, as they used to say years ago. But now that you're back in the fold of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum and all tuned into your favorite CBS dial setting, I think maybe we ought to live up to the advance billing and play music like we always intend to do. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a delightful treat. I hope that you'll get some today. Let's begin by listening first off to a new one by Don Rondo. This is on Jubilee, boy that I have a lot of respect and faith for. A youngster who was on our show a few months ago told us the very interesting story about how he was picked up when he was first singing a song, milking cows in Daddy's barn up someplace in New Hampshire, New England. Some itinerant salesman, a traveler who stopped at the farmhouse, and this is not the one who is the plot of so many funny stories. This is a traveling salesman who got him a job on a radio station, and since then, Don Rondo has been a part of show business, not a part of the barnyard frolics. Here is his new one called There's Only You.
There can be no one else for me. Only you.
No one else for me.
No.
It's a new one by Don Rondo on the label known as Jubilee and called There's Only You. There's only Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum as far as we're concerned to increase your pleasure all during the day, and I'll tell you why it's so good. A great many believers in this business of dietary obedience realize, of course, that you're still always tempted to have something to eat between meals. Now, that's the sort of thing that puts that excess weight on, gals. And one of the best ways to keep it off, of course, is to avoid that in-between snacking, that in-between noshing, as they say. Well, now, that's easy to say, but pretty tough to do. So let me give you a little practical demonstration of what you can do. You can reach for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and I'll tell you why. Because it satisfies you almost the same way that eating something sweet or some food satisfies. And yet, it's low calorie. so that you can reach for Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum anytime you feel like you want to crave just a little bit of goodness. And if you do, you'll be able to enjoy that goodness without extra poundage. So for the ladies, along with us, who try to watch the diet a little bit, let me suggest that you keep Wrigley Spearmint always handy. Maybe close to where you're simmering the soup or cooking the daddy's meal, or maybe up in where you do most of the vacuum cleaning in the rest of the house. But whenever you reach for Wrigley Spearmint, you're reaching for a real tried and true product that is low in calories. So you enjoy it and enjoy the refreshment of the lively flavor and taste of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. There's just nothing finer, nothing more satisfying. Janice Harper is next up, little girl singer who records for the Prep label. This is Janice's first attempt at making a phonograph record, and I can't imagine coming off any better than she does, because she has a hit for herself on the very first attempt. Janice Harper sings the song of farewell, Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage.
That's Janice Harper with Bon Voyage. For those of you who are interested in the record industry and perhaps not close enough to know some of the intricacies, the Prep label is a subsidiary. In the last couple of years, has been a decided trend to the major record companies starting a branch office, so to speak. And in this particular case, the Prep label is an adjunct of the Capitol label. I presume that probably resulted from the fact that they wanted to buy up some more talent and yet couldn't enlarge their output of Capitol records, that is, Capitol-labeled records, and so they start a branch. Now, this is just one of a great many that have been started in the last couple of years. Just exactly what the psychology is behind that, I don't know, except maybe that's psychology and reason enough. That most of the labels feel that it's a defensive maneuver and a defensive position that they take. Most record contracts with their artists call for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 sides, depending on the individual contract. And yet each record company is capable of a certain output of records. So after they output all of their records on the basis of the contracts they have, it's necessary, if they want to hire new talent, to start a branch label. And I presume that that is the case in this particular instance. Janice Harper with Bon Voyage. Strangely enough, the record industry has peculiarly been absent or void of girl singers making hit records. And I suppose, as much as any other reason, it's because of the type of music that's been sung in the last year or so. Pretty generally, it takes a boy singer to sell a song in the rock and roll idiom. Girl singers are not acceptable at that level for quite obvious reasons. And so as a result, most of the records being sold and purchased these days are records performed by the boys. So it remains for a newcomer like Janice Harper, up on a brand new record label, she was one of the first to record for this label, to come up with a substantial seller and once again give us the girly sound in the world of music. Janice Harper with Bon Voyage. There is a motion picture currently playing in the various neighborhoods and theaters and neighborhoods from coast to coast, called, I think, A Sunday Afternoon. Perhaps you know it, Cary Grant and a couple of other people. Well, in that, there is a great song called Fascination, which has become a big hit. Not unlike that is another motion picture about to be released called An Affair to Remember, with some of the same cast. Well, now, in that motion picture, Vic Damone sings the titles, sings the song over the titles and the credits. While the picture has not yet been released, when it is, I imagine this is going to be a substantial bestseller. Vic Damone sings An Affair to Remember.
Out of time and space, our love affair, may it always be a flame to burn through eternity. So take
thing, isn't it? That's Vic Damone's Columbia recording, An Affair to Remember, from the motion picture of the same name. Remember those things we tell you, too, about Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, Mama, that you can chew it between the meals and never have to worry at all about gaining weight because of the simple commodity of low calories. Healthful, delicious, and refreshing. That's always Wrigley Spearmint. So when you shop today and sort of revitalize the larder, which I imagine is pretty bare, like maybe Baby, who is only about 3 weeks old and just about now getting her morning bath, you make certain that on that agenda, that things, that list of things to buy, you have Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's healthful, refreshing, and delicious. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's Joe Foss.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum on the CBS Radio Network.
Strike up the band, and right along with the music, there'll be Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland, and the Paul Whiteman Orchestra to provide you with the absolute tops in mirth and music. So be sure to see Strike Up the Band, starring Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland, tonight at 11 on WBBM-TV's Late Show. It's another outstanding MGM film on Channel 2.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.